football fans, and welcome to the CBFA podcast with your hosts, James Parks and Cole Fortner.
Hello and welcome from Las Vegas. I'm your co-host Cole, but for this episode, it's just me as I've left my other co-host James back in the frozen tundra, otherwise known as Calgary, while I've joined the Selects for their tournament in a much warmer Nevada. We have played our first game of the 2024 Pigskin Tournament against the Jack Frost Aztecs, a team from Bakersfield, California, and the Selects ended up winning their opening game. The offense didn't really see the field too much. I think there was only about seven plays in total that the offense saw the ball, and it was pretty much our defense on the field for the rest of the game. When our offense, however, was on the field, they scored on pretty much every single drive that they had and on the first play of those drives. The first four drives were all converted into touchdowns with Ethan Renault opening up the scoring on a passing play to Nick Potts. Sam Willey ended up scoring the second touchdown of the game on a six-yard run. In the second quarter, Bastian Pascal would find Weston Schmidt on a passing play, which actually was the opening play of the second quarter, and Schmidt managed to take the ball into the house for the third touchdown of the game. And the Selects added a fourth score of the half, that time being Jonathan Kettle, who would carry the ball to the end zone. A little bit later in the second quarter, a fumble from our offense, which was the first play that there wasn't a touchdown for us. Following that, in the second quarter, there was another touchdown that ended up being called back, and it was actually ended up being the only drive where we had two downs, and on the second play, an interception was thrown, and through seven plays, we had four touchdowns, two turnovers, and a penalty. The Selects, however, did add a fifth touchdown in the third quarter. It ended up being a pick six from Everett Greinke, and it ended up being the last play of the game as our opponents ended up forfeiting. No convert was attempted, so we ended up going 4-for-4 on the converts, hence why it was only 34-0 and not 35-0 for those who weren't able to watch the stream. As for the defensive side of the game, it was looking a lot better than what our offense was able to produce. And again, not saying our offense was bad, it's just our offense was only on the field for seven plays. For the defense, they were in the Jack Frost backfield a lot. They were able to pressure the quarterback, bringing down the running back and the quarterback on pretty much every single play. And then the Aztecs only had one or two forward progress plays, not counting, I think, a single penalty that put them into positive yardage. And they were pretty much negative yardage for the entirety of the game and on every single drive. There were no first downs made by either team in that game, and there was only one punt. The Selects were able to force turnovers off of fumbles early in the first quarter. There's also a couple of interceptions as well throughout the game, and turnovers on fourth downs also happened. The defense honestly were just lights out, shutting out the Aztecs and pinning them further and further back into their own backfield, and could seemingly do nothing wrong. Nothing to take away from the Selects win, however, it did seem like it was a big mismatch in terms of opponents, with the Jack Frost Aztecs being a much weaker opponent. Moving on to game two, the CBFA Selects took on the Saskatchewan Selects. Looking at the Canada side of things, it's probably about a 700k gap between Calgary and Moose Jaw, where the Saskatchewan camp is held. And the teams both traveled about 2,000 kilometers to go and play a game in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was a bit of adversity compared to the first game, as the Saskatchewan Selects were actually a 15U team, whereas the CBFA are a 14U team. The reason that these teams ended up meeting was due to the fact that in the 14U bracket, there's only four teams, including us. And due to how the bracket and stuff works, you win one game, you're automatically into the championship. If you lose, you're into the third place game. And there is an option for an on-call game. Just based off how the scheduling worked, we played our first game on Thursday, and the other game in our bracket played Friday morning, so we weren't able to play a team in our bracket. So we got put into what they call an on-call, so basically a standby game, where they call you and confirm a matchup if they're able to find somebody, and we're able to find somebody. our head coach, Greg Peterson, the day before asked us if there was a 15U team, or sorry, asked the tournament if there was a 15U team that would have been available to play, and if there was, that we'd be interested in taking them on, and that ended up being the team from the province beside us, and it actually wasn't a bad game. The CBFA selects looked good to start. They scored on their opening drive. Ethan Renault ended up having a passing play, that ended up converting into a touchdown. CBFA selects ended up taking an early lead in the game. Then the adversity struck. There was a few turnovers on the next few drives, which wasn't helpful, and also gave Saskatchewan the ball in good field position, which they were able to capitalize on. And that's kind of what did it for us in that game, because really and truly, the CBFA Selects defense was able to hold Saskatchewan fairly well on a lot of their plays. Saskatchewan really wasn't able to connect on very many passing attempts, and they were only able to get one or two occasional runs through a hole that would actually gain a good chunk of yards to get first downs. There was also a lot of times where they were in positions of third and fourth down conversions for Saskatchewan. It's like the Selects defense from Calgary and area were able to hold on pretty well throughout the entire game. Saskatchewan did come back and score three straight points. They ended up initially missing their first convert, so it ended up being 7-6 at one point for the CBFA after going up 7-0. Then Sask sort of scored again and ended up going for a two-point convert and made it 14-7 at half. Then in the second half, Saskatchewan scored a third touchdown and converted it to make it 21-7. And then in the fourth quarter, again, it was another pass from Ethan Renault on a 4th-and-4 play. On that play, Renault launched the ball downfield and found a wide-open Weston Schmidt. And the convert ended up being blocked, so the CBFA ended up with 13 points. As a whole, it was the little things that were costly, some penalties, a couple turnovers. But overall, looking at the fact that it was a 15U team taking on a 14U team, and the 14U team was able to hang on very well throughout the entirety of the game, the players can hold their heads high as they were able to stay with their opponents throughout the entirety of that game. They did honestly have a chance to win it, and it was there throughout the entirety of the game, and the coaches were saying that if we had a few more minutes or basically had another drive, there was a very strong chance the team would have been able to score, because late in that game, they were able to find the momentum, find the groove, get the ball going. It was just one of those things. However, with this tournament, I believe 10-minute quarters and the clocks are running nonstop to the point where 10 minutes happens in 10 minutes. And you also have the 42nd time clock between the plays and stuff, so you get a lot fewer plays than compared to what we usually see in our regular season and our playoff games throughout the entire of the year. So overall, grand scheme of things, it wasn't too bad. Yes, it sucks to lose, but again, the players can hold their heads too high due to the fact that it was a 15U game versus a 14U team, and they only lost by 8 points. And for the entirety of the game, it was a good showing from the Selects as a whole. Lastly, the Selects played the 14U Championship Final against the Vegas Junior Miners, and it was a very successful game that the Selects had in their third game in Las Vegas. The game started off just like the other couple games did, with a scoring play on the opening drive. It was another pass from Ethan Renault to Nick Potts that started off the scoring for the Selects. Vegas on the next possession ended up marching up the field and ended up scoring as well. But just like the game against Saskatchewan, the convert attempt was missed, so it ended up being 7-6 for the Selects. It ended up being pretty much back and forth game for the most part. Tanner Matthews did end up scoring 2 touchdowns, both plays running up the near sideline and the middle of the field, ended up helping carry the Selects to a victory. And it was a hard-fought battle between both the teams. Both teams were able to move the ball decently well in the game, and were able to each score touchdowns. However, the CBFA Selects did score 3, and the final score ended up being 20-12, because Vegas actually ended up missing up both of their convert attempts. On a whole, really can't complain about too much. The boys played well. There was some adversity. There was some punching that ended up going on from the junior minors, and they ended up getting away with it. And the kids, to my knowledge, I believe are fine. Unfortunately, it's not something that us as coaching staff can really do anything about. We were well aware of the fact that the officiating down here would be, in a lack of a better word for it, quite shite. And the knowledge of that we had of that was not incorrect. It was definitely on par for the course. And we knew that there was going to be, that we were going to be getting phantom calls, and the teams were going to be able to get away with a lot. And than what we were able to, and it showed. Our boys did very, very well and kept their discipline for the most part, and were able to battle through the adversity and beat the other team and beat the officials, and were able to take home a championship trophy and some rings. The trophy, I can confirm, is a 6-foot trophy. It can be viewed along with the rings on our social media. And honestly, the trophy is quite massive, and really all I can say is on that is America. But yeah, as a whole, it was good. It was good to see the way that they were able to maturely handle everything that was going on in that game. And I don't think they actually ended up getting called, or they ended up getting a full four quarters, because there was some tomfoolery that happened late in the fourth quarter. I don't know quite the exact timing. I think it was around 2 minutes, maybe a little bit more, but the junior minors ended up having a passing play that went towards the end zone, and the receiver caught the ball, but the officials correctly called it as out of bounds, and the minors coaching staff was instantly on the field, and players were yelling at our players, saying some pretty foul things, and it led to the bench is clearing and at that point in time, the officials ended up calling the game. Our boys were very disciplined in what happened. From our side of things, it was more of the fact that the Vegas team ended up clearing their entire bench and were looking to start a fight, but our players were on the field were, trying to help those who were on the field and stay safe, and they were able to do so. We ended up not doing a trophy presentation that the tournament would have liked because of the events that ended the game. And some parents on the other team weren't very great about things either. So we felt it was safest to do all of our trophy presentations and stuff in and around our bus. And we did so. So unfortunately for the players on that regard, they weren't able to have the full trophy award presentation that they probably should have had. So I think that got taken away from them a little bit. But they still did get their trophy. They still got their rings. The rings are massive. They are bigger than what high school championship rings are in Calgary. And again, all I can say to that is America. And, it's been good. The boys have been enjoying, from my knowledge, they've been enjoying this moment. They came to America, they conquered the American teams, and they are well and deservedly the 14U champions for the Pinkskin Tournament in 2024. That'll do it for me in the podcast for the game updates from Vegas. Thank you for tuning in throughout the entirety of the season. On behalf of myself and my co-host James Parks, let me bid you farewell to the 2024 season. That being said, there might be an award update after our banquet, so there might be one more podcast episode after this. But as you can tell, this is clearly me just freeballing this entire portion of the podcast. So enjoy. Thank you for listening and bearing through all of this. And yeah, go football.
The CBFA podcast is brought to you by longtime players of the game sponsor, Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Check out their selection of new and used vehicles online at www.wolfcadillaccalgary.com. We would also like to thank the Canadian Brewhouse and the Calgary Sports and Entertainment Corporation for their sponsorship of the CBFA. Support such as theirs is essential for minor football in Alberta to continue to grow and thrive. Finally, remember to bring water and snacks to Shoal Ice Park on game day. We look forward to the return of Superfan Snacks. For now, they remain closed. Thanks for listening.